This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Jason Seiden, and I'm an advisor to an HR software company. I work with our services team to help our users get more from the software that they've already bought.
How are you involved with user adoption?
In one way or another, I've been focused on user adoption since the dot-com boom, when my first job was as RollingStone.com's executive producer. I was responsible for making design and content decisions that would nudge 20 million plus monthly visitors to take one action or another. I later became LinkedIn's first and only certified training partner in North America. And since then, I've really been sort of drifting more to user adoption in the B2B space.
Jason, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
That's a great question. And as I see it, the main challenge, there's one main challenge that rises up above the others. And that's that software companies tend to see everything as software problems. So any question or comment they get from a customer sounds like a feature request. And often, it's not. A lot of times, what's blocking user adoption isn't anything about the software per se, it's something deeper. Maybe expectations weren't set right during the sales process, or the buyer, if they're buying software to roll out to their company, which is what I see a lot in the B2B space, they may need help understanding the business impact of what they're doing. So it's when software companies take this broader perspective that successes really start to happen. And you asked about successes, so let me just dive into that for a moment. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. So I had a project recently where I was looking at customers who were struggling to use a feature that was technically very simple. It was a checkbox. And it was getting missed. Some customers were missing the checkbox, and that was leading them to have to do all sorts of work around to get their work done. And in some cases, they couldn't get their work done at all because to the extent that that checkbox would impact reporting, that's it, the reports were just off. So most tech companies would look at that and say, either the customer needs training on when to check that box, or we need to make that box more prominent. We have a technical issue with it. But when we dug into it, we discovered something different that was not technical at all. What we discovered was that the customers who were struggling the most all shared something in common. They were all structured so that the person whose job it was to check that box in the first place was never involved with what happened next. That person never experienced any of the pain they created when they forgot. So we took a totally different approach to get those customers to adopt the feature. In this case, what we did was we wrote a macro that switched the default for that checkbox from off to on when certain conditions were met. And within a week of making it available to impacted customers, more than 20% of them had already implemented that macro. So anytime you can step out of the technical lens to see someone's business challenge, you're more likely to address the real problem. And that's where those better solutions and where those successes really start to come.
And Jason, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Shift your thinking from what to how. When it comes to user adoption, the what is pretty universal. What you want to do is get people to use more of what they've already bought. And it's in the how, the way in which that solution is delivered, that more often drives success. We tend to think of this usually on the consumer side, but it's also true on the B2B software side as well. You think of training. You can deliver, you know, or as I like to say, school, right? School is compulsory. Learning is not. So you as a user adoption professional, you're the teacher in this analogy. The way in which you provide that classroom experience would be the difference between somebody just staring at you and somebody actually learning, right? So in this case, just to take the analogy one step further, sales is getting your user to buy a license. That's like getting someone to show up for school. Now you've got to figure out how to get them to use the product they bought. That's kind of like the teacher's job of getting someone to learn.
And where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, there's a lot on the consumer side of things. There's a recent book called Hooked, which is a great start. But on the B2B side, where I play more, I wish I could say there's a really good resource. But frankly, the reason that I've built a career here is because when I had to really get into this for my own company, there was nothing there that I could turn to. So hopefully, if you ask me that in a year from now, I'll have a better answer. But in the meantime, you know, I do blog on the topic at jasonseiden.com. I'd be happy to trade questions and ideas if folks want to reach me on social. I'm just Seiden on all the main platforms. And I'm looking forward, Henrik, to what you're putting together on the topic as well.
Well, thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.